remains there. He needs 9 runs to get his 100. He reached so very close and yet was so very far in the first innings. Richard, short ball. This time he hits it through the Maduta region. I'm sure he's going to get 4 fifths. It's going to be a long run for Gomes. He might get it. Gomes is really closing in on it. But at the last moment, he fails to get it from, stop it from going over the line. So 4 runs to Border, and he's moved on to 95. And it takes the total on to 293 for 9. The end of Richards is over, and Gomes will continue from the southern end. And it will be a rather interesting affair if Alan Border gets this 100, Lance.
Well, he certainly deserves it. He has played very, very well for his team. He has done all that and more than one could expect. One could fault him only slightly in this innings, I would think, because he went through a period when Hooks came in and Jones, when I thought they were not playing good cricket. They were too defensive and very nearly cost Australia's game. But one can't hold that against him.
And the first ball from Gomes is played firmly back down the wicket by Alderman. Many people don't associate a drawn game with too much interest, but this one certainly had a lot of interest from day to day. Gomes, this one is flicked behind, square leg on the onside, and Alderman takes the single. It goes down to Marshall. This brings Border into face, and I'm sure it's going to be whether Border can get the ball away with any sort of confidence. I'm sure Richards will try to stop him from getting to that 100. He's on 95. Already one sees the court and the fieldsman out on the inner ring on the offside, a mid-off for extra cover. Cover point, backward point, and a slip. And Border dancing down, playing it into the area of mid-wicket. Harper is close in attendance. There's no chance of a run. Gomes around the wicket to the left-handed Border. Certainly looking for the gaps whenever he can find them, but Gomes is on a good line and length, and he plays it out firmly on the onside, down to Greenwich at mid-on. Can't get the single. Ball's travelling too quickly, and Alderman was not ready for it in any case. Gomes around the wicket to Border. This time he flicks it square on the onside, down to Daniel at backward square leg. He gets a single for it, taking him on to 96, the total on to 295 for 9, and bringing Alderman to face Larry Gomes. Change of fielders around. Immediately the pressure is put on again. Harper is brought into silly mid-off. Haynes into silly mid-on, and Richards in the slip region. But Alderman is power defensive. The ball running off the face of the bat, down to mid-on, and Logie Fields, the end of the over. Border on 96 and Alderman on 21, and the latest score of the Queen's Park Oval, Australia in their second innings, 295 for 9. That's 100. Selected it, he was on 96 and he's gotten to 100. A tremendous performance, one filled with determination, filled with doggedness, filled with everything possible. The captains are asking that the game be stopped at this time, and Viv Richards has agreed with them. He's now congratulating Alan Border, so is Jeffrey Dujon and Malcolm Marshall. Alderman congratulating his partner at the wicket. They hug each other, they walk away, and I'm sure the fans in Australia are very happy that this Australian pair have been able to fight so doggedly and save this match, a match which looked a certain victory for West Indies 2 hours ago, turning out to be a tame draw, but not after a great amount of activity. I'm sure Jimmy Maxwell would like to probably say a word at this time. Jimmy, you have changed from a wry smile to a full smile over the last 2 hours.
It really has been one of the most unbelievable days in the history of the game. That performance by Alan Border in this game is quite amazing. And his effort today with Terry Alderman has certainly kept the series alive, because I think had Australia lost today, it would have been very awkward for them to keep up their morale during the series. But that is one of the performances of a lifetime from both players, especially from Border, who held the Australian batting together throughout this match. And what can you say of Alderman today? He's batted for something like 105 minutes, I think, all up. And that partnership, they saw off the second new ball, has saved the game. And what a game it has been in the last 2 hours.
Well, it certainly was, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot about it from Lance Murray. For the people in the Caribbean, we're going to go straight to Lance Murray for the summary, and I'm sure later on Jimmy Maxwell is going to tell his people in Australia what a fantastic game of cricket it has been. It ended in a draw, much to the disgust of the Caribbean fans, but certainly to the joy of the Australian fans, and the Australians deserve it. They fought doggedly right through to the bitter end, and in the final analysis, 299 for 9, round 100 not out by Alan Border, a very dodged 21 by Terry Alderman, and the end of a really superb test match at the Queen's Park Oval. So, Lance, I think you have a lot to talk about this afternoon. I'm sure it has been for you as well as it is for all the local commentators. to be in this test match with Jimmy Maxwell. We've all enjoyed it. We hope the people throughout the world who have listened to us have also enjoyed it. So, thank you.